of Romans chapter 13 and verse 8. We will start there and we'll move along as the Holy Ghost leads us. The Apostle Paul, writing in this epistle, Romans 1 and verse 8, says, "Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law." That is the summary of everything the law stipulates. Love for our neighbors, love for God, love for our neighbors. The rest that we find in the book is simply commentary on these principles. He said, "For the commandments say, you must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not covet. These and other such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself." That's the commentary. That's the principle, rather, or the summary of the law. The others are simply commentary on this great principle. He said, "Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law." You're trying to adhere or to keep God's law. God's law, love people, be a neighbor to everyone, love. That's simply what God commands. He continues and he said, "This is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out." Tell somebody, time is running out. He says, "Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believe." The believer, Paul is writing to us, wake up, for time is running out. Make sure you're living by the principle of love. Owe no man anything. Love your neighbor. The only obligation is to love your neighbor, for this fulfills the requirement of the law. It's all more urgent, for you know, you are convinced, you're aware that time is running out. How are you aware? Because everything that the Master told us about that will happen is currently happening in the midst of us. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believe, when we accepted the call, when we accepted this great salvation. We were fully convinced that the coming of the Master is at hand. Well, Paul is saying it's much more nearer than when we first believe. So the night is advanced. It's almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. Hello. Some folks are a little bit distracted in this hour, saying, where's the Lord. Where's this promise of his return? We haven't seen anything. Paul said, the night is almost gone. And what follows the night is the brilliance of the sun rising from the east. Well, Paul is saying the night is almost gone. And the salvation, the day of salvation is about to rise like the sun rising in the east. And if his return is imminent, he encourages the believers. He says, remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes. Since we are not supposed to owe any man anything except for our obligation to love one another. Make sure, as we are aware that the coming of the Lord is so near, that love is practiced. Love becomes our priority, because our salvation is about to appear. Remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes. Paul is not talking to folks who are not baptized. He's talking to the church. He's saying, some of us have some dark deeds, like dirty clothes, that need to be addressed. He says, the day of the Lord is about to appear, and you're not dressed for his coming. He said, put on the armor of right living, because we belong to the day. We must live decent lives for all to see. A life of example. A life that reflects the kingdom of light. Not in the ways or the customs of our old life that was crucified with Christ. But put on armor. Shining armor of right living. And don't participate in the darkness of wild parties. That which you have been saved from. Make sure that you're not attached to what you were delivered from. Make sure you're not practicing what you were delivered from. Because that's the spirit of the world. The darkness of wild parties and drunkenness. Or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living. That's not the shining armor of those who are waiting for the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming soon. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge in your evil desire. Now that the day of the salvation is about to appear, there's a battle for the mind. There's a battle in the spirit of the man. There's a battle in our minds where the darkness of this world is trying to make an influence in the hearts of the believers. But Paul says, you got to act like the believer. You got to act like the man who has got the shining armor, who is practicing the commands of the Lord, who is practicing what the Lord has delivered to him. Make sure that you don't regress. Make sure you don't slip back into the old path that you were once in. Sexual immorality, quarreling and jealousy, wild parties and drunkenness. Paul says, you can't be a part of that. Put on the shining armor of right living. clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desire. The nature, the law that's within you is going to try to stimulate your mind to go back to your former lifestyle. But you have got the power of the Holy Ghost residing in you that has power over the influence of the evil inclination. Paul says, make sure you listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying. Hear what? For some folks don't really, they're not convinced about the time and how close the appearing of the Lord is. But tell somebody he's coming soon. It's nearer than we first believe. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 24. That the Lord was asked a question by his disciples as he sat on the Mount of Olives. His disciples in verse 3 of Matthew 24 came to him privately and said, tell us, when will all this happen? And what sign will signal your return and the end of this world? Jesus warned them. He said, don't let anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Messiah. And they will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. The believers, those who are in Christ, should not panic. Because if you panic, you will act out your emotion. But you should be resolved in your faith in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, there's going to be a spirit of deception that will sweep across this world. Many will come, not a few, many will come claiming that they are the Messiah. And they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. These things must take place. But the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world. We're seeing that now. Nations against nations. Kingdom against kingdom. Famines. Earthquakes. In many parts of the world. But he said that all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. It's going to get terrible. So then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. There's going to be persecution. He said, many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you pattern yourself after Christ. Make sure that you are not taken away by every wind of doctrine. There's one principle I recognize in the scriptures. When the apostles write, when they were commissioning others in the ministry, sending them places to preach, a good report was sent with them, a letter, to allow the leader or the elder of the congregation that they were going to let them know that this preacher is one who is commissioned and that he's of good report. Why am I saying this? We're living in a time where we have preachers more than congregants. We're living in a time where every man is making his own pulpit. We're living in a time where the social media platform, while we can find some good to spread the gospel, we see a breakdown of principle. And people who are not commissioned have now gone out and they're gaining followers. Many are deceived. Jesus said, many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Make sure that you're under authority. Make sure that you align yourselves with the principles of the church. Not only that many false prophets will appear and deceive many, but Jesus said sin will be rampant everywhere and the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. It's a battle. As the day of the Lord approaches, nearer than when we first believe, we've got to strive to enter in. The love of many will grow cold. They will be neutralized. He said, the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it and then the end will come. He went on to tell us about some of the things that will take place, particularly to the Jewish nation and how the temple, which he prophesied about, that will be destroyed. How it will happen. But he said in verse 22, he said, in fact, after stating about the anguish that will come upon the world, he said, in fact, unless that time of calamity is shortened, not a single person will survive. But it will be shortened for the sake of God's chosen ones. In other words, how rampant sin will become. Men will be set on a cycle to destroy themselves. But God will have to intervene for the sake of the righteous ones. He said, if anyone tells you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, don't believe, for false messiahs and false prophets will rise up spirit of deception will take, my God Almighty, this world. What Jesus says. They will rise up and they will perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive. Hello. Sorry for those who go after a sign. Because the spirit of deception is going to catch you. You better believe Jesus for who he is. Full of grace and truth. Katashamba. Masakotoshaya. Hallelujah. Revealed from the Father above. Shandokosa, the image, my God Almighty, express image of God. Not about the miracles, not about the sign. Hallelujah. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of this world. Hallelujah. That's the purpose of his coming. You attach yourself to the sign, you missed your calling. Jesus says that the false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. So great will be the sign that if it were possible, God's chosen people would be deceived. Jesus said to his disciples, I have warned you about this ahead of time. So if someone tells you, look, the Messiah is out in the desert, don't bother to go and look. Or look, he's hiding there, don't believe it. For as the lightning flashes in the east and shines to the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Every eye will see it. The day of the Lord is nearer than when we first believe. Just as the gathering of vultures shows there's a carcass. You know, when an animal dies and begins to rot, that stench hit the nostrils of the vultures. You didn't see any vultures or John Crows anywhere. But all of a sudden, there's a whole pack of them eating that carcass. Jesus said, just as the gathering of vultures show there's a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near. Went on to talk about the anguish of those days and the various changes that we will see in the elements. Sun will be dark and the moon will give no light. The stars will fall from the skies and the powers in heaven will be shaken. He said, at last, the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens and there will be deep mourning among all the peoples of the earth. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with the mighty blast of trumpet. That's. And they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world. No time to get right. No time to prepare. It's an act. As the lightning flashes out of the east and shines into the west, so shall the Son of Man come. So shall he appear. He said, learn a lesson from the fig tree. You want to understand? Look at the fig tree. When its branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. You talk about it. That's what you use to determine that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, brothers and sisters, you can know his return is near. No, very near. Right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. His coming is so sure. It's absolute. He said, heaven and earth will disappear. But listen, what I am telling you, heaven and earth will disappear, but my word will stand sure. He says, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen. No preacher knows. No man knows when the Lord will come. No man knows the day or the hour. No man has God's timing. I don't care who you are. No man knows. I don't care what kind of revelation you get. This book says no man knows. Not even the angels in heaven. No man nor angel knows. Or the Son himself. Mm-hmm. No man knows. No angel knows. Nor the Son himself. Only the Father knows. So you don't have to be deceived. You have to live knowing that God's return is imminent. He can come anytime. And the scripture is telling us that this day of the Lord is nearer than when we first believe. He said, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. That's what the coming of the Son of Man will be. Like in the days of Noah. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. The question is asked, so how do we determine that? From the day I was born, people are having banquets. People are having parties. And people are getting married and having weddings. It's still happening. It's been happening over 1,000 years ago. It's been happening from the days of Noah until now. Parties, weddings, banquets. Until this time, people didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all. In other words, people were busy in their own activities and not giving heed to what the word of the Lord was at that very hour. They were caught up in their normal lifestyle, just as some of us are right now. The clock is ticking. The Lord is about to appear, but we're caught up in our own lifestyle. The drunkenness, parties, sexual promiscuity, evil desires, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's not what they were doing. Until the flood came and swept them all away. Jesus said, that is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. The world will be operating as normal. Folks will be going down to catch the subway, to make themselves on their way to Union Station. They'll be catching the buses to travel east and west on Eglinton. They'll be catching the airplanes to take them to various destinations, packing the lunch kits to send their kids off to school as they themselves prepare to hurry off to work. The excitement of getting married, caught up in the planning, and everything is normal. But there's a time clock that's ticking that the world is not conscious of. But the believers have their lamps trimmed and burning, waiting for the appearing, a hope that make us not ashamed. Kodashamba. The clock, the believers are aware of it because they are waiting for the master's call. They're waiting for the trump to sound. They live with an expectation, but the world is operating on a different timeline. They're busy hurrying off to see which new company is about to go public that they can read into the history of that company and buy some stocks, prepare for a retirement that they will never see. They'll be hurrying off to find out about their investment, speaking with their funds manager to see how is my retirement looking, how is my insurance policies. But there's a different clock that the world is not aware of. Help us, Lord. Jesus says, so shall the coming of the man, Son of Man, be. People didn't realize what was going to happen. They're unaware of the coming of the Lord. The church should not be unaware of the coming of the Lord. Paul says his appearing is nearer than when we first believe. And if his appearing is nearer, it means our attitude has got to be different even from when we first believe. He said, two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken and the other left. One will be taken. You know what happened? The Bible said that when the fullness of time had come, God instructed Noah. He said, get into the ark. You and your wife, your sons and their wives, and all the animals I had commanded you to take into the ark. Take them in. The Bible said that when Noah acted upon obedience and entered the ark, that the Lord himself closed that door. Shaku. And that very moment, can you imagine? This man with some wild beasts, his family and their wives entered the ark. God closed the door and there's a party on the outside. The world is operating as usual. Perhaps mocking them. But as soon as he entered the ark, the Bible said that the Lord caused the rain to fall from the heavens. Not only from the heavens, but the Lord open the fountains of the deep. And what the world had never experienced before, suddenly, they were caught in the judgment of the living God. The Bible said that Noah and his family and those that entered the ark received the salvation of God. But the others were taken in judgment. They died in judgment. This is why the Lord Jesus warned his disciples. That's a warning for us too. You must keep watch. That's the activity of the church. Those who believe, keep watching. Make sure your lamps are trimmed. You have light to see. You're looking for his glorious appearing. For you don't know what day your Lord is coming. No man knows. Hello. No man knows when he is coming. If you hear, I get up one morning telling you that the Lord is coming such and such a time, that's a false prophecy. Jesus says, no man knows. Understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly, if you knew when a burglar was coming, when a thief was coming, you would have kept watching out for that thief. And you would not allow your house to be broken in. If the thief told you he was coming at 11 p.m., you would have prepared for that thief. Because when he comes, you would be so prepared, you would have been whipped. He would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. So, you also must be ready all the time. Not getting ready, but be ready for his appearing. Not procrastinating the thing that needs to be done today. Cannot be put off for tomorrow. I must be ready. You understand that on the day Noah went into the ark, he could not step outside the ark to finish up an unfinished business. Because the moment he stepped in the house of salvation, God closed the door. The saints must be ready for his appearing. For the Son of Man will come. He's coming. That's something that's common among us. Most of us believe that he is coming. But what we don't necessarily believe is that he's coming when we least expect him to come. Some of us already, we've seen our lives to the end. We make great plans for our lives here in this world, but we haven't planned for the world to come. And I'm not talking only unsaved folks. I'm talking about people who are born again. We're making great plans, but we're unaware that the Lord is coming when we least expect him to come. He could come before I utter my next statement. Noah warned the people of that time, telling them that the Lord has given him a message that he's going to destroy this whole world. But instead of them listening to what Noah had to say, they mocked him, they jeered him, they ridiculed him. But Noah kept on preaching. Noah kept on obeying the Lord. I'm encouraging someone who has this lively hope and is living out this hope. In words of discouragement, there's a battle in the spirit. As others may look on you with contempt. As you await the return of the Lord. As you clothe yourself in the shining armor that the Lord has given you. Doesn't matter what the world is saying, I believe his return is nearer than when I first believed. I believe judgment is determined. I believe that not one of his word is going to fall to the ground. Hallelujah. But every word that he speaks is about my God Almighty will be fulfilled. And I believe that when he says that he's coming at a time when we least expect it. So I've got to live every moment as if he's about to appear right now. Book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He said, concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write to you. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. For when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, that's people, that's the world. That's what they will say. That's the message of the hour for the world. That's the spirit of the age. Everything is safe. It's secure. It's peaceful. Then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman labor pains begin. These are the words of the Lord that he's repeating. And there will be no escape. Are you ready for his return? His salvation, our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. He said, you are not in dark about these things. Dear brothers and sisters, we're children of the light. We can't be in darkness. And you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. Why? Because we're living with an expectation for his return. If we get up every morning living, expecting God's return, if he comes that day, it will not catch us like a thief in the night. If we go to bed, my God, hallelujah, expecting the Lord return, even in the midst of when we are taking a nap, my God, it will not come as a thief in the night upon us, because we live expecting the return of the Lord. My God Almighty, he said, my God Almighty, hallelujah, for we are not in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief, for you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. We're different. We're walking in the light as he is in the light, so we can have fellowship one with another. We won't stumble while we are in the light. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Some are sleeping, but you can't afford to sleep. You have to live, my God, being on guard. Watch for this glorious appearing, my God Almighty, in the midst of this confusion, in the midst when this world is in a chaos, my God Almighty. There's a spirit that's burning in me. I want to escape out of this realm of confusion. I want to escape and be with my Lord. Shakomohosa. I want, my God Almighty, hallelujah, to be joined with my master. My God, I'm looking for his glorious appearing. I'm looking for the day of the Lord that's coming. It's not going to catch me like a thief in the night, my God. For when the trump shall sound and time's going to be no more, I'm going to be ready for his appearing, my God Almighty. Not looking to be ready, my God, but I'm going to be ready, for at that time, the righteous will be righteous and the filthy will be filthy. Oh, Koshamba Kosaya. My God Almighty, he said, so be on your guard, not asleep like others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. You can't afford to be confused. While the spirit of the age, my God, is the spirit of Babylon that's sweeping across this world. It's a spirit of deception. It's a spirit of confusion that's taking this whole world. False prophets on the rise. Go to Shamba. My God Almighty. Some of them that you believe were true, now you're seeing, my God Almighty, that something ain't true. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. For there's another spirit that's been revealed through them. False prophets on the rise, working signs and wonders. But signs don't affect my belief in Jesus Christ. I don't need a sign to tell you that Jesus is God. I don't need him to perform a sign to convince me, my God Almighty, or to convict me, my God Almighty, to let me know that he rules in this universe, that his spirit fills this universe. I know, my God Almighty, based on the revelation of the word, my God Almighty, by him, my God, all things were created. By him, my God, he upholds this whole world by the power of his word, my God Almighty. When I wrap my head around the wisdom of God, around the revelation of the logos of God, my God Almighty, about the memory of the word of the eternal God, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, my God, that alone tells me, my God, that my hope is true. I don't need him to heal my sick body, my God, to let me know that he is God. I know that he is God based on the authority of his word. I know that he is God because he said, not one of my word shall pass away. Heaven and earth, my God, will pass away, but my word shall stand sure. I'm fearful and I'm concerned for those that put their trust in men, because this book says the arms of flesh will fail you, my God Almighty, hallelujah. But you better make sure that you run into the strong tower, for the name of the Lord, what's his name? Jesus is a strong tower, my God. The righteous run it therein and they are saved. Ask Noah about him, my God. The strong tower spoke to him and said, get yourself in this ark that I'm telling you to build. Get yourself, not only yourself, but your wife and your sons and your families, and make sure you pick out, my God, according to my instruction, from the animals of this land, because, my God Almighty, I've seen the wickedness upon the face of this world. What's the attitude of God?
He's saying the same things. My God, my spirit shall not always, my God, strive with men, seeing that they are so corrupt. This whole world is in mess. Okoshamba Kosaya. Noah, my God, build yourself an ark. I'm going to give you the instruction. Make sure you make it according to the pattern, for it's going to be your salvation. For my judgment is about to be poured out upon this land. For the spirit of Babylon, the spirit, my God Almighty, hallelujah, have swept across this age. Violence have filled the earth. The hearts of men have become corrupt. There's a coldness. The love of many has waxed cold. And I'm going to pour up my judgment. I'm going to have a new start, Noah. Make sure you prepare yourself. My God, don't doubt this word, because this whole world will be destroyed. But my word is going to stand for sure. My God Almighty, I see that man, my God, with the burden of the word that was given to him. He began preaching, never knew anything about a rainfall. He never knew anything about a flood. But he began warning a people about a flood that's going to come upon the land. My God, I'm warning someone this morning. Like the master said, these are not my words, but he's speaking to us this very hour, letting us know, my God Almighty, hallelujah, about the spirit of age, the spirit of Babylon, which is confusion, that will sweep across this world. But he said, when you see these things, look up, for the Son of Man is about to put in his appearance. Don't you go into the desert. My God, when they tell you that the Messiah is here, look, he's over here, he's over there. Don't go running to and fro like you don't have any sense. Believe that I am he. Believe. You got to believe. Don't be anxious for what men say. Don't follow after a sign, for a wicked and an adulterous generation, they seek for a sign, but they shall not be given a sign except the sign of Jonah, like he was in the fish belly for 3 days and three nights. So shall the Son of Man be in the grave for 3 days and three nights, but he shall be resurrected, my God Almighty, proving, my God, that all power belongs to him, proving that after this world ends, there's going to be a next life. Come on, somebody. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Are you ready for his appearing? My God, is your soul washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you looking? Are you actively looking? My God, participating in this glorious hope that was given to you. Is your hope alive and well, looking for his glorious appearing? Come on, somebody. He's coming. My God Almighty. My God, Paul said, be on your guard, not asleep like others, for some are sleeping. Some have gotten cold. Some are sleeping. Some are relaxed in the attitude of this world, my God. But he says, stay alert and clear-headed. Don't be confused. Don't listen to any preacher. You better make sure that you align yourself with the word of authority. And I'm not telling you that only listen to me, but I'm telling you, make sure you're listening to folks who are proven, commissioned by God. For many are gone out in this world. Lying spirits, false prophets on the increase. But stay alert and clear-headed. Don't be encumbered with the things of this world. Don't be encumbered, my God, with the spirit of the age. Your mind's got to be clear if you're looking for his appearing. Your mind has got to be focused if you're looking for his appearing. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love. Yes, practice that love that Paul speaks about here. He's re-emphasizing it, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, no man, nothing, my God, except the obligation that you have, which is to love one another, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. And wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. You can't act as if you're wondering if you're going to be saved. You got to be sure that you're going to be saved. Confident. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. We are not looking for the judgment of God. We're looking, my God, for salvation. The wrath of God was poured out upon him when he stretched out himself on the cross. That's why those of us who believe in him shall be saved. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever. Oh, God Almighty, you should be clapping your hands and giving God thanks. So encourage each other. Lord Jesus, take up the phone. Send a WhatsApp message. My God, some folks send crazy stuff. Everything, every God in everything that you see online, you forward. My God Almighty, open your mouth, my God, and send a love message across the airwaves. My God Almighty, don't forward all these foolish that you see, my God, people sending right across the social media platforms, my God, but encourage each other and build each other up. Don't send messages of fear to panic people, my God Almighty. Send a word of encouragement. Send something to build up each other, my God Almighty. Tell them, my God Almighty, Jesus is coming. His appearing is near. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believe, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm not looking for the man of sin. I'm looking for Jesus. My God Almighty. For Jesus is the one who told me that he beheld Satan, my God, being cast down from heaven like a lightning. It means, my God, the victory belongs to the church. My God Almighty. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. Build up each other. Send words of encouragement. Exercise love. Put off the dark deeds. My God Almighty. The spirit of complaining. My God. The evil deeds that cause discord among the believers. Paul said, my God, make sure that you're following or you're adhering to your only obligation, which is to love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. Call up someone. Express some love. Show some love, my God, in action. Hallelujah. Not just telling somebody you love them, but care for one another. Encourage one another. He that is weak among you, encourage him, my God Almighty. Hallelujah. Build him up, my God, in the soundness of the faith and the doctrine of Jesus Christ, my God Almighty, as we look for his glorious appearing, for our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. Are you ready for his coming? Are you ready for his appearing? Keep your lamps trimmed. Keep them burning. Hallelujah. Looking for his glorious appearing. Listening for the trump of the Lord. When it shall sound, when he shall gather his elect from the four corners of this world. Hakoshambakosai. And time's going to be no more. What a wonderful day it's going to be. It's going to be a day of rejoicing for the saints. But it's going to be a day of great mourning for all the people of the world. My God, for the Son of Man shall appear. Hallelujah, with salvation for the righteous. But it's going to be judgment for all those who rebel against his name. All those who did not believe. Hallelujah, for he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not is already condemned. Hallelujah, and this, hallelujah, is the condemnation of the world, that light has come into the world, and men regard darkness over light. They want to continue in their old activity. They want to do as it pleases them. But those who believe, he did not come with a message of condemnation. We're all in condemnation because we're born in sin. We're born in a rebellious state against the government of the kingdom of God. But all those who believe in him will inherit life eternal. Those who refuse to accept Jesus is already condemned. They have no hope in the world to come. They abide in the wrath of God. But thanks be to God, there's a blessed hope for the saints. For faith in Jesus is salvation. And his arms are wide open this morning. As our salvation is nearer
than when we first believe. Let's put off every dark deed. Clothe ourselves in the armor of righteous living that shines so brilliantly. Love one another. For God is love. Any man who hates his brother is a murderer, and the truth is not in him. For such was Cain. He murdered his brother. But those who abide in Christ abide in his love, and they love one another even as Christ has loved them. Our salvation, the day of the Lord, is nearer than when we first believe. God bless you, everyone. I do encourage at this time, if there's someone online that has not yet given their lives to the Lord, have not yet surrendered, you need to repent of your sins and be buried in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to share in this blessed hope that the church has. You must be born of him, born from above, born of the water and of the spirit and the blood. Without such, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You can't enter. Encourage you. Surrender to the one who has the final authority. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands everywhere. Hallelujah. 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 He's coming soon. He's coming very soon. The Lord is about to put in his appearance. Are you ready? Are you ready for his return? Are you ready for his glorious appearing when he shall snatch his bride out of this world of confusion? I want to be ready. I'm going to be ready. Not getting ready, but be ready. It calls for an act of repentance and a practice of the love that was delivered to us. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Everyone who has received Jesus in their hearts has received the love of God, the love of God. And as such, we have what it takes to practice what he has instructed us to practice.